Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sometimes you just know that there's something there. Call it your sixth sense, call it whatever you want to call it, empathic. Sometimes you don't necessarily need the proof that there's something or someone behind a door, in a closet, in the bushes. Sometimes you get that proof, though. Sometimes you get the proof that there is something there in a very unsettling way, in the form of a shadow. Yeah. Not a clear cut, hey, there's a human being standing over there that's kind of lurking in on the conversation. No. This is just a shadow. Shadow person that can disappear and reappear seemingly at will. It can block out signs. It can block out sunlight. It can block out anything. It's like a living object or human would. But this is neither of those. It's a shadow person. In our next story, we hear about someone that seems to be troubled and plagued by shadow people through most of their life and most of their relationships. Take a listen. Other than feeling creepy things growing up, I did not have experiences with the paranormal until we moved from Wyoming to Memphis, Tennessee. We could not move into a house right away, so we found a condo by my grandparents' house. I could ride my bike to their house, and this is how close we were. I was 12 years old, and we moved into the condo in January. I'm not sure when I started noticing things, but a few different experiences stuck in my mind. I had the biggest room in the condo. The bed was in the middle of the wall with three windows on the left side of my closet and one window on the wall to the right. My books and TV were on an entertainment center opposite my bed. My door was to the left of this entertainment center. One night I was lying in bed waiting to fall asleep, watching the clock glow on the VCR in front of me. Looking back, I always tried to brush it off as the clock not being set and just blinking at me, but over time I completely forgot about it until more things started happening to me. Then I remembered it clearly. As I said, I was watching the clock when all of a sudden it disappeared. It was completely black, and then it appeared again. The blackness came from the left and then moved to the right as if someone had walked in front of it. I looked to the right of my bed and was overcome with fear. I felt like someone was looking down at me. I was somehow able to roll over and fall asleep. There was a corner between the entertainment center and my closet. At night, I felt like something was sitting there watching me sleep. Whenever I walked down the stairs, I'd have to put my back against the wall and look behind me, or else I'd feel like I was being pushed down the stairs. Now, the next part, I've only found one other person ever to have experienced this, and if you have, please tell me. It was late at night, and I was reading a Harry Potter book with my bedside light on. All of a sudden, I felt like I was in a trance, and the page disappeared in front of me. Everything was white. I heard 1,000 voices screaming and shouting. They sounded like the voices of people in hell. I saw a man's face with a top hat, and he was shouting at me above all the voices, but I could not understand what he was saying, and I felt like I could not breathe. And then I had to struggle to get out of it. And then I was back in my room, Everything was quiet, but I could hear the voices echoing in my head. As I said, I found one other person to have experienced this. He said that he sees the man with the top hat in shadow form, and there are two other shadow beings with him, and they represent the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, and that they are mentioned in the Bible. I do not remember everything he told me about this, and I do not have the email anymore. Eventually, we moved out to a suburb of Memphis in Mississippi, right on the state line. Years later, when I was 18, I was in a horrible relationship with this guy, and as usual, we were fighting in his car on the street beside my house. I was sitting in the passenger seat facing him in the driver's seat. From where I was sitting, I could see my neighbor's entryway, and their outside light was on. By this time in my life, I had been wondering about the black blobs I saw from the corner of my eyes and found out that they could be shadow people. My then boyfriend was yelling at me or something when clearly not directly in front of me, but to the side I could see a guy with a fedora hat on, but just his shadow. He had on a long coat and a fedora hat. I saw his shadow on the wall of my neighbor's garage, walking up to their entryway into their house. Right before he entered their door, I looked directly at him, and he disappeared. There was a sinking feeling in my stomach. There were three young children in that house. All of a sudden, I wondered how often shadow people went into that house. Months later, I was in a different relationship, the one I am still in, happily. My boyfriend and I were driving back to my house after going out somewhere. It was dark. As soon as we entered the neighborhood, I had this intuitive feeling. I kept my eyes peeled for anything out of the ordinary. We were almost to my street, and there was a sign that was yellow that said, "Slow, children at play." And it was right beside someone's driveway. I thought I could see some guy limping between their cars. He was coming to the sidewalk. We were coming upon the sign when all of a sudden this guy, who was a shadow person, leaned out and put his head in front of the sign. "Oh my God, what is that?" I yelled. I was looking right at this thing, and I knew what it was. I was just making sure my boyfriend saw it too. He didn't. He drove past and was like, "What? What is what? There's nothing there." He stopped beside my driveway. I told him what I saw, and I was so scared. He said everything was fine and that he would wait to drive off until I got inside. I got out of the car and started walking to my garage. It was windy and the street lights threw shadows everywhere, but something in my bushes moved the opposite way. It was like a tentacle slapped out of the bushes. I jumped and started running back to his car. He yelled at me to go inside because I think he saw that something scared me. So I ran inside. A few months later, my boyfriend and I were at the beach. We arrived and were all settled in. It got dark outside, so we decided to go for a moonlit walk on the beach. We had flashlights, so we were walking out there, and we had paused to share a kiss and continued walking. But when we did, I was still looking up at him. When I saw a shadow person out of the corner of my eye, I saw it looking up at the moon, standing in the water, but not extremely far. It was a few feet away from my boyfriend and me. I looked directly at it, and it was gone. The water was not disturbed either. About a month later or so, I was at my boyfriend's house reading. He and his father were at the computer room across the hall from my boyfriend's bedroom. I was in his bedroom on his couch reading a book. The TV was in front of me and to the right, so I faced it. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see a shadow blob move from a corner between two shelves to the other side of the computer desk, where it was darker in the corner. It just flew. I turned around and said, "Hello," but I didn't get a response. I looked over to where it flew, but I did not see anything darker than dark, nor got any feelings from it. I just went back to reading. That was my last encounter of a shadow person.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.